This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, are there really good second chances after jail time? But first, the world has lost a great bread baker. Lionel Poilin died last week when a helicopter he was piloting crashed off the coast of Brittany. His wife and dog also perished. The Poilin family made famous those thick, round peasant loaves known simply as Poilin bread. Monsieur Poilin altered his recipe in the 1980s to make it more historically correct. He then built an empire on those loaves, with customers placing their orders from dinner tables around the globe. Our Ali Furlow interviewed Lionel Poilin in 1989. That's when he told her that Marie Antoinette never actually said what everybody thought she said about letting the hungry masses eat cake.
Apparently, she said, s'ils n'ont pas de pain, qu'ils mangent de la brioche. If they have not bread, they can eat brioche. I never received or read something which proved that she said that.
But even if she did say brioche, it's not quite cake, is it? It's more like coffee cake or something.
Exactly, exactly.
Ali Furlow joins us from Cape Cod. Ali, good to be with you again.
Delighted.
And we're talking about loaves of bread that weigh just about as much as bowling balls.
They're 4.5 pounds, and I've just discovered 13 inches across, with wonderfully sort of tan, flowery top slashed in a little cross-like pattern. And they're incredibly peasant-like.
Mm. Where were they made?
I've been to the bakery, the original bakery in Rue du Cherche Midi, where Lionel Poilin's father, Pierre Poilin, began in 1932. And I interviewed him in 1989, before he had this multi-billion dollar empire, before he was making 15,000 loaves a day in a large bakery outside of Paris. Mm.
Now, for people who've not tasted the bread, I mean, we have a loaf here. It's almost like sourdough. It has a kind of tang. And, of course, crust is wonderful. So, in your expert analysis there, Ali, what made his bread so toothsome and desirable?
I'm so jealous of you eating it. Here in Provincetown, there isn't a single crumb of Poilin bread. It's very chewy, don't you find?
In fact, I think you take it from here. I'm not sure I can get out another question.
It's crusty, and it's got holes in it, and it's incredible. You really need teeth for this bread.
Can you help us appreciate Lionel Poilin's scholarship?
He was an amazing scholar. Mm-hmm. He went to a tremendous amount of trouble to make this absolutely like the 18th century. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that inspired him was there was a kind of bread reform movement going on in Paris in the early 80s. The baguette and the ficelle and the batard, they were declining. People were making them too fast, so they didn't have to get up early in the morning. They were adding ascorbic acid. It was really getting like the supermarket sliced white bread. You would find bread all over the street. People had just thrown it in the street with poor pigeons trying to peck away at it. Mm-hmm. And people began making baguettes and ficelle and batard in the old fashion. They called it pain d'autrefois, bread of yesteryear, and making it yellower and more chewy and more crusty. And Poilin made the pain d'autrefois. This was the bread of yesteryear. He went right back to before the 18th century. And his ovens are all sort of the clay and brick ovens of the 16th century.
So this is the bread that Cardinal Richelieu would have eaten?
That I can't guarantee, but it's certainly the bread that the peasants ate before the revolution. And one of the big problems that caused the revolution was they didn't get enough of it.
Ali, what was he like in person, Lionel Poilin?
He was, for one thing, he could have played the part of a humble baker. He was short, thin, with a charming sort of pointed face, big nose, long hair, not in a hippie kind of way. It really looked like the 18th century. He was a charming person, and he's a great, great loss to France.
Do you have any idea, Ali, what's going to happen to the Poilin bakeries now?
His two daughters, who have wonderful names, Apollonia and Athenia, they're 19 and 17, and Apollonia has already said there is no rupture. N'y a pas de rupture. She's already has sort of apprenticed with her father. She knows the ropes. And the word is going out, Poilin continue.
Ali, thanks very much. Nice talking to you.
It's been lovely, Scott.
Our friend, Ali Furlow, speaking to us from WOMR in Provincetown.